This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Afreilichen Isruchag. Today, the day after Pesach, is a very significant day in the Jewish calendar. Chasam Sofer, in his footnotes on Shulchan Aruch, cites the teaching of the Maaseh Rakeach that almost every day of Nisan is accounted for as a significant day, as a day not to say Tachnun, except for the last 7 days. That is because the last 7 days, and this is Mashma in Masechta Sofer, the last 7 days are reserved for the inauguration of the third Beis HaMikdash. We have a tradition the third Beis HaMikdash will be built on Pesach, but we can't inaugurate it on Pesach because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and therefore the last 7 days of Nisan are reserved for the inauguration of the third Beis HaMikdash, Sheyibane B'mher Yameinu. We could say that this great teaching, the Chasam Sofer brings to Maaseh Rakeach, is alluded to in the beginning, in the opening pasuk of Parsha Shmini, the parsha we read right after Pesach. Pesach is 7 days in Eretz Yisrael, fundamentally. Vayihi b'yom ha'shmini, but on the 8th day when Pesach is over, Kara Moshe, to inaugurate the Mishkan. So the inauguration of the Mishkan was established on the 8th day, meaning in the immediate aftermath of Pesach. So we lay in Parsha Shmini after Pesach to indicate, to be merames, to allude to the idea that the day after Pesach is reserved for the inauguration. Not only was it the inauguration of the Mishkan, conceptually, but these 7 days, beginning on the 8th day, meaning on the day after Pesach, these 7 days are reserved for the Chanukah of the third Beis HaMikdash, Sheibane B'mher V'yameinu. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.